Hey, and welcome to the Heritage Radio Network. This is stage two, la deuxième étape of the Tour de New York, bike versus car. We have Dave Laverder on the bike. He is the delivery specialist for Roberta's. And we have Patrick Martins and Heritage Foods USA's own Anoop Pilarisetti in the car. Anoop is co-driving, piloting. Patrick, why don't you say hi to our listeners and explain to us exactly where you're going and where you're coming from?
I think we're on the northwest corner of Union Square. I think I'm going to head directly east, try to cut to Second Avenue as fast as possible, and then get onto the WB bridge and make good speed. I mean, I think Greg LeMond, he was a good racer. This guy now is
this
obviously
guy, Dave,
on steroids.
Not
this new
so much.
Guy. Dave looks like he's kind of on steroids,
yeah.
Too.
So for all
yeah, I'm gonna be hitting up Houston and Allen and Delancey after I go down Broadway, and then I'm just gonna take the Williamsburg Bridge again. It worked once. I think it's gonna work again.
I think it's gonna
don't
work
really
again
think that
too.
Anything that Patrick does is gonna change.
I don't think so
the
either.
Final outcome from being the same thing that it was last time.
I gotta agree. So basically, you're taking the same route as stage one, and Patrick is Patrick's taking it to the BQE where he might get stuck for an hour.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the, the oldie but goodie.
Okay.
No need to change a good thing here.
Okay. And so for all our listeners that are catching up, this is stage three, actually, of a series of bike versus car races that we're doing around
no,
New York
I
City.
You're going out. In and out.
Okay, so Anoop is going to do some of the talking, and I'm going to do some of the talking play-by-play.
Okay. All right, so all right. Are you guys taking off right now?
I'm about to.
Yeah, at the next three.
Off.
Okay.
No more head starts.
All right, so we got Dave Laverder, Patrick Martins, Anoop Pilarisetti, July 2nd, bike race number 3, Heritage Radio Network.
Absolutely. Okay. The hand is up. I'm gonna get ready. I'm gonna say I'm gonna pay lots of attention and
the invisible hand of the radio is up.
All right.
I'm signing off.
All
He's
right.
already leaving. He's on the phone already. That far. All right. Let's go. We're off. Oh, let me tell you. No.
So you're taking the BQE this time. You think that's gonna shorten your trip?
I have to play it by ear, I mean, it's, when you come on the Williamsburg Bridge, you can look and you can see.
Right.
Whether or not there's going to be tremendous traffic. I'm already stymied by Union Square
you
North.
You guys have troubles at the takeoff, I noticed.
Oh, I know. Well, that's why, we want it to be, we want to get some traffic, but... remember last time we were really stymied and we had Robbie driving.
Which holds you back a little.
Yeah, no, this is good. no one is, we're basically, God, this is a friggin' three-way light. They're a bunch of stuff people. Okay, we got
this
the
is,
don't walk
You're in
sign
Union
flashing.
Square West, right? Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got Union Square lights flashing. And I am inching my way to discourage Jaywalker. Oh, I made her run a little bit. All right. And now we are stuck at another red light.
And Dave is obviously not on the phone because he's pretty much getting to the Williamsburg Bridge.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he's going to be much of a... of a phone guy. Anoop, what should I do here? Should I make a left or should I go down to 14th and then try to hit Broadway? I think I'm going to do the 14th. All right.
So while we have a minute, do you want to talk about the cheese producer that we met last week and about how
now?
He might, or how that we met last night and how he might make a guest appearance on the Q Report soon? I said, while you're at a red light, do you want to talk about the cheese producer we met last night and how he might make an appearance on the Q Report soon?
Who's making a thing on the Q Report?
Didn't we meet a cheese producer last night?
Yes, and he was a very good guy, Jasper Hill Farms.
It's Mateo Jasper Hill Farms, right? We tasted his cheese and it's extraordinary.
Ooh, you're punching it down Broadway going 40 miles an hour.
down Broadway?
He is not happy right now.
Anoop is not.
Anoop is fearful for his life right now because I'm both talking. Anoop, take over for a sec. Here's Anoop, play-by-play.
Hey, Anoop.
Hello.
This is Anoop Pilarisetti for all our listeners out there. He is the cheese maverick of Heritage Foods USA. He's going to bring some really special cheeses to your plates and some information about them to your ears via the radio. Anoop, where are you guys?
I don't even know where we are. We're on Broadway in Washington. Patrick is weaving through traffic like a madman. I'm on the verge of passing out of sheer fear.
And Patrick is sweating bullets in the car while Dave is probably dry and going over the Williamsburg Bridge. Hello?
Hello, yes, hey. Sorry.
So last time the race took about, I'd say, 20 minutes, and so far the score is the bike has won once, the car has won once, so this is like a tiebreaker round.
Wow.
And we're basically just doing this series so that our listeners can realize that the car doesn't always win, the bike doesn't always win. All things being equal, why ride a...
We're on Lafayette and Bond. Lafayette and Bond. That was all one straight shot.
No lights.
I cannot imagine him being ahead of me right now. I cannot imagine it.
Dude, you know what would make for great content would be like if you got pulled over or if you got into a high-speed chase.
Well, it would be funny if we both got pulled over and then the race would come down to which traffic cop could write the ticket fastest.
That would be...
Hold on, here's the Anoop. I'm going to have to tear out of here to punch through this light. I've got to try to get to Lafayette. All the way to 2nd Avenue without hitting lights. As you know, crosstown lights are usually geared against traffic to guard pedestrians from people like me. Hold on.
From people trying to create radio content.
I'm back.
Hey, Anoop.
Past El Buco?
Okay, I know where you guys are. And
currently hitting the Bowery.
Okay. And then you're going to take a left on what, Delancey, and go to the Williamsburg, right?
Yes, I believe that sounds right.
Mm-hmm. And for all you listeners, what I was saying before before Patrick, you know, gave us an update on his route was that what we're trying to get at here is that all things being equal, why drive a car when you could ride a bike in New York? The car doesn't always win, the bike doesn't always win, but there's not a clear-cut favorite. You can get places as quickly with a bike. So, where are you guys, Delancey?
We're hitting 2nd Ave. I just saw out of the corner of my eye the new restaurant, DBGB, from Daniel Ballou. It was exciting. I could taste the burger. We've got a good spot. We're at the Whole Foods at the Bowery. They have a nice cheese selection there.
What we should do is do a race one day where part of the race is documenting every Heritage Foods USA approved or encouraged establishment that you meet along the route. And then you could really get a good idea of how the company has canvassed the city.
That's not a bad idea. I'm hoping Patrick will just yell them in my direction. Patrick is very excited right now. We just crossed Houston. Oh, we see him on the bike, maybe. No, that's not him.
That's not?
No, because he had a...
He's got a ponytail.
He cannot be ahead of us.
No, actually, where you guys win or lose the race, I think, is before you even hit the Williamsburg Bridge. Or going over it and making up time there because it's like a mile and something. But if you guys haven't really caught red lights, you'll probably win.
We've been getting not too many reds. We just got one, but we switched to a green and... He is proving that this rental car can go 0-60 in about 10.2 seconds, which is great.
10.2, that sounds pretty slow to me, actually.
And a red light.
So where are you guys?
I'll pass you off to Patrick for a second for a quick update from the driver.
We got foiled by the Delancey Street. Here, I'm cutting a guy off. Sorry.
Sorry.
We're cutting a guy off. I got into the right lane, only then to cut a guy off in the left lane to turn on to Delancey to get onto the WB Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
pretty much sitting in the middle of the intersection right now.
It'd be really interesting to see, Patrick.
Into the car.
It'd be really interesting to see, Patrick, you know, since this sort of movement towards sustainability and greening America has happened, I'd really like to see what the percentage of bicycle owners are in New York. Like, how much have the numbers really changed, you know?
Well, I mean, I'll say one thing. I mean, in order to beat bike requires a tremendous amount of uncomfortable driving, acceleration, deceleration, horn honking, stress.
Awareness.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So obviously the biker has some stress, but I think it already goes to show that there are some issues.
I mean, the truth of the matter is that the number of cars in New York will always continue to grow in a proportion way that far exceeds the number, in a percentage that far exceeds the number
of bikes. Absolutely.
You know?
All right, well, we're about to get onto the Williamsburg Bridge, hopefully in one straight shot. I got to pass back the phone.
Hey, Anoop.
Hey, how's it going?
So you guys are on Delancey staring down the Williamsburg Bridge.
That is correct.
Okay.
We're passing by Essex Street Market, home of Saks Will Be Cheesemongers.
Perhaps you've heard of them. She has a show on our network. Listen in.
Cutting the Curd. Great show.
I know Patrick wanted to name it something else. Do you know the name that Patrick wanted?
What?
The name for Saks Will Be's show that Patrick wanted.
Oh,
something like Cheese Way.
Curds Way.
So we had a cheese tasting actually with Ann Saxelby last night at Prime Meats. Prime Meats is a...
Oh, we got some sort of issue. Oh, it's good luck, Patrick says.
It's good luck.
What is?
Patrick already admits defeat.
Why?
Why?
Because it's gridlock.
Oh, it's gridlock, not good luck. I didn't hear good luck, but he was saying gridlock. We're conceding.
You're conceding?
It's not going to come. We're going to step off and buy some bikes.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh. Well, so you're waving up the radio equivalent of a white flag. This is over.
That's Patrick's estimation. Oh, no. Oh, no, we're back in.
Dude, this is making for very dramatic content. I think Patrick just made up the fact that there was gridlock just to have something to talk about.
I think so. I mean, this is going to change my life. Because I have a bike and I have a car.
Oh, you have a car here in New York?
I do have a car. It's a remnant from my past life in Louisiana and upstate New York and Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, you should get rid of that because it's going to cost you a lot of money.
It is. It kind of sits on a lonely street in Brooklyn right now.
Right.
Occasionally driving to the grocery store.
Can you see him?
We're looking on the bridge for our friend on the bike, and we can't see him.
I think he's behind you guys, to be honest. I think he's way behind. He's behind you guys.
He's behind us. We are coming to a halt on the bridge.
Oh, on the bridge. That's not a good sign. You are stuck in traffic.
And we're going again.
Oh. So...
Yeah. This is awful direction heading, awful traffic heading into Manhattan, though. For anyone
listening who's thinking about taking the Williamsburg Bridge into Manhattan right now,
bad idea.
Our men in the field.
And getting a piece of pizza, a whole pizza rather. Or number one slice, Patrick's favorite.
A working man slice. So Anoop, why don't you tell us a little bit about Ann Saxelby's cheese tasting that you attended last night?
Saxelby's cheese tasting last night. Well, it was delicious. It actually wasn't a cheese tasting. It was just turned into dinner with some friends, and Saxby, obviously, and Patrick. The cheese tasting happened slightly before we arrived.
Okay. How do you like Mateo's cheeses?
Mateo's cheeses are fantastic. I'm a big fan of the Constant Bliss from Jasper Hill Farm. It's a raw milk gem.
Huh.
Very, very delicious.
So you really know your cheese. And like, what's the kind of language that you would use to describe the flavor profile of a cheese?
Quick update on the bridge. There is a traffic situation. A truck is occupying two lanes and just kind of keeping us stuck.
Huh.
We're moving slowly at a simple 25 miles an hour instead of 75.
Well, we know Dave is kind of a saboteur, so I wouldn't be surprised if he has dispatched, you know, some cars to block your way or some passersby with baby cribs.
A crucial moment of deciding between the BQE or the not BQE.
Well, last time you took the not BQE, so you should take the BQE this time.
What was that?
You should take the BQE because last time he didn't take the BQE, and so now we'll know.
He's unsure. I think it's looking like we're taking the BQE.
BQE. What's?
But there's really no way of knowing.
You might just drive right into the middle of the fork, right?
We are driving by Peter Luger.
Okay.
Going BQE, that's the decision.
BQE
it is.
And what exit do you guys
get
off of?
Traffic looks good, everyone's moving, getting on smoothly. Speed limit 30, but we are definitely going
way
47-ish.
So Patrick is driving around the city basically having these maniac car races versus car versus bike races. And we're not even really sure what the point he's trying to prove is, but we know he's having fun.
Oh, we've got a gridlocked BQE.
Oh, no way.
This is the moment of truth.
It's over. If there's traffic, it's over. He's going to be
pace of about 15 miles an hour.
He's going to be here. Oh, you're going 15, then you'll be here quick. He's going to be here soon too though. This is going to be a photo finish.
What's that?
This is going to be a photo finish.
It could be a photo finish, so I suggest you get your fast shutter speed camera ready.
So, what's the status? Are you guys still in traffic? What's going on?
We're in traffic. It's moving slowly. We're moving at about 10 miles an hour, maybe a little more. It's fluctuating, but nothing above 20 by any means.
But you're only going one or two exits, right?
What was that?
You're only going one or two exits, right?
Yeah. How many exits is it, Patrick?
One.
Just one. So we can see the exit.
Okay.
And if only this car were a little lower, we could go underneath the truck next to us.
What kind of car are you in?
We're in a... Is this a Pontiac? A Grand Prix? I have no idea.
He's going to be coming in here any minute. You guys better hurry. Punch it, Patrick.
Do I got it?
After this, go. I have to give a brief little bit of advice to Patrick there about switching lanes.
Okay.
It's getting out of crunch time.
Yeah, it's getting close. I think you guys are ahead because it didn't take you nearly as much time to get out of the city as it took Robbie and Patrick.
Well, that's good. At least we've got that going for us.
Yeah. So where are you guys now?
We are... I don't know how... Pretty close to the McGinnis Boulevard Humboldt Street exit, exit 33. There's a sign that's saying that there's heavy delays to the... Some bridge that I don't know. Starts with a K.
Kosciuszko?
Kosciuszko. Yeah, Kosciuszko, that
the
one.
Good old Kosciuszko Bridge.
So much time on the BQE. We are passing a Johnsonville Bratwurst sign and a Dunkin' Donuts sign, just to give you an update if anyone's out on the BQE. Where we are.
If anyone's out on the BQE, try to flag this car down. He's going to be walking in any minute. I think you guys are still about 8 minutes away.
That sounds like a fair assessment. Okay, we made the exit. Humboldt Street South. Right turn, I think. We're at a red light. Patrick clapping.
Wow, this is going to be close. This is going to be close. So,
quick update. We BQE was consistent but slow.
Okay, consistently slow.
We're making a right turn right now on the Humboldt.
Okay.
And we are now, you know, in the Bushwick area of East Williamsburg. So,
yeah,
gotta pass off the phone.
Humboldt Street actually happens to share the name with one of my favorite cheeses.
Oh, yeah?
Humboldt Fog.
Humboldt Fog.
Yep, it's a goat cheese from Cypress Grove Creamery in California.
Wow. So you are pretty much like a cheese encyclopedia.
I would say I'm like maybe a cheese pocket guide. Encyclopedia. There, yes.
So why cheese? It's just your favorite food? It's your favorite, like, it's, why cheese as opposed to wine or another, you know, why did you decide to become a cheese enthusiast?
Because it was the only job I could find at the time, and I fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm. So, what is it, Humboldt Fog?
Humboldt Fog, yes.
So, you heard it here first. I trust the noobs. I trust the noobs' tastes, and so should you.
Crossing Metropolitan Ave and turning onto Metropolitan Ave, oh, going straight, no turning.
And so you were saying, Anoop, that you're going to eventually...
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, is this... Hey, Dave.
Still Anoop.
Oh, sorry. So you said that you're eventually going to... You're going to forage into the, like, cheese distribution and promotion, right?
Patrick says we're very close.
Basically, your mission would be to advance the artisanal... cheese making industry in the United States.
We've been slowed down by a minivan. Sorry to switch the subject.
That's okay.
It's got pink fuzzy dice hanging in the window, and it's slowing us down.
I think that's a Dave van. That's a Laverta van.
Could be anywhere now. This is where we were.
This is more or less where we were when he pulled in.
Oh, really?
Last trip.
So you guys are like 4 to 5 minutes away.
We're 4 to 5 minutes away. I mean, we could get there basically in one light, but anyway. Yeah.
You may have him beat.
I'm back.
Oh, there you go. He just walked in. Race is over. Laverta wins.
What just happened?
Bike wins. Laverta just walked in. The race is over, folks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, again. 2 for 2.
2 for 2.
There he is. Not a bead of sweat on his body.
No, except for being drenched. Hey, where are you guys?
We're at Grand and Humboldt. The ride.
Oh, that's not far.
It's actually the same exact spot where they were when you won the first time.
Yeah. Well, you know, probably was lucky that you didn't take the Williamsburg Bridge.
No, they took the Williamsburg Bridge.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No wonder.
No, I mean, no, but, you know, they have run into less traffic and less red lights today, or less traffic and fewer red lights today than they did.
Really?
Yeah.
I had to stop, like, 3 times completely.
Really?
Compared to 1 time last time, there was just...
You think it took you a little longer this time, right?
I'm pretty sure it took me a little longer. I feel more tired.
Yeah?
And, like, I got here more slowly.
I can't believe you won. I thought you were still in Manhattan, to be honest.
No, come on.
Well, no, I thought you were going over the bridge because, like, I gauged your speed by how long they said it took them to do it last time.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they were stuck at so many red lights, even leaving Union Square.
Yeah.
And this time they said it went pretty smoothly. So, I mean, I'm starting to lean towards if you know how to ride your bike.
Yeah, that's...
Bike is faster.
I did bump my tire against a car this time.
Yeah, any near-death moments?
On Delancey. I almost swiped a person, but...
Really?
Yeah, well, you know,
So when you start this race, you're going full speed.
I'm going pretty... As fast as I safely feel I can keep from injuring others or myself.
Yourself or others.
Yeah.
Which, this race was, about 15 to 20 miles an hour?
Yeah, somewhere in there. I think probably like 18, maybe 17.
Yeah.
Going up the bridge, I just kind of felt, I was like, man, what am I doing? I bet they're catching up on me. I kept like not really pedaling as fast as I thought I could, or just feeling too tired to pedal all the way. Oh, they lost. They're gone.
Yeah. Well, they're probably walking in now.
Yeah.
Dollar short and a day late.
You know? You know? But the next race is from the... it's from within Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know. That'll be interesting. It's going to be from the Brooklyn Historical Society to here. And that one's about, I think, like 3.5 miles.
How long is this one?
This one's five.
5 miles.
5.1. As
That's surprising. As not as the crow flies.
No, no, as the Google Maps dictates.
Flies.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you're 2-0. The only bike that's lost had Will on the pedals.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can't even really count that.
You know, and Will also had a mountain bike. Now, be aware the steed that I'm riding has its rear hub is a little loose. It's a little too short and a little too tiny for me. So
it's not the same bike you rode the other day.
Well, no, it's the same bike I rode the other day.
Right.
But I'm not even riding a bike that's built for me. Right. You know, I would probably end up being like a couple miles faster per hour. I would have been here, you know,
really?
10 minutes ago as opposed to five.
With
a bike that's like built for you. Yeah. Oh yeah. You can fly. It's a lot easier. Yeah, no, I've had, you know, Brooklyn has decided to swipe a couple of my bikes since I moved here.
Really?
And so
like
I'm
cut locks or what?
One was a cut lock, and the other one was kind of my own error. I left it outside for like just a minute while I was grabbing some pizzas, and I came back and bye-bye.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. In this neighborhood or where?
Yeah, right outside. Right
really?
Outside. Yeah. So I think we're going to get some of those bike poles soon.
Yeah.
It's
not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. but you know, yeah, bikes are just all in all, they're faster. It's a lot more fun. You get to be with your environment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, this is from somebody who loves being in tune with my environment, you know, like if we are all about like slow foods and like returning to having a positive relationship with you know, the foods and the earth that we grow them from, then you're really going to love biking.
Right.
Because it's going to put you back into that same environment.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually we'll just start walking everywhere, you know, but yeah, you know, just
it inculcates this mentality of sustainability. I think that's good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things where I now can devote a lot more energy to creative endeavors rather than to, my car insurance and my gasoline and, you know, like my oil changes.
So you don't have a car in New York at all?
No, I don't. I don't.
No. I see. And when you, and so in your life, have you been mostly a cyclist or mostly a car driver?
I've been a cyclist since about 22, and before that I was a car driver for 4 years. So we're looking at 7 years on a bike and 4 years in a car.
And so Patrick and Anoop are still not here.
Yeah, yeah. It's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it is. What is
maybe they just gave up. And just
well, they were going to turn around because they thought there was gridlock, and then they stuck to it and lost again. Here Patrick comes.
There he is. Here he comes.
Head down, demoralized and dejected.
Guys, where are you?
Buddy. He's even got his sweatsuit. Buddy. He's even got his sweatsuit on.
Yeah. Here, grab
Nike
a seat.
Fit.
Grab a seat.
That was crazy. Oh, man.
What happened?
Well, you know, foiled by traffic and all the stress of it. And I'm ruined. I'm like a wreck right now.
Emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
Yeah. Well, you know, physically, he's not a wreck.
Even though I always want the bike to win, like, I can't. You
can't help but have that competitive side,
you
know?
You can't hush your competitive edge.
Listen, you know, when the light turned green, he turned on the jets.
I know.
You know, he was pedal to the metal.
By
the next red light.
A tenth of a mile.
We made great thing down 2nd Avenue. The BQE really got us. You couldn't see any cars, so you'd think it would have gone, but it was kind of slow.
That's the thing. You can't see the BQE when you're coming down the end of the Williamsburg Bridge.
Unless
so you make
really
a decision, and then she either slaps you in the face or she lets you go.
Yeah.
Well, this is obviously proves that.
And just think, we wanted to do this at 3 p.m. I mean, like
worse.
Oh, so much. Just a bad joke.
Basically, in the city, the bike wins. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, in the city, the bike wins.
And this is a fairly long distance. I mean, that would help
the car. 5 miles. Yeah.
And I mean, if you also take into consideration like the financial side of even choosing a bike over the subway, which the subway is a relatively green transportation method, but it's not that green, you know. And actually, you save something like $1,300, $1,400 a year riding a bike. And some people take the subway to work. You know, they work 20 blocks, 30 blocks from where they live.
Yeah.
So
whoa.
I don't know. This is
well.
This
you've earned your pizza. I'm just going to eat a pizza at Roberta's, not having earned it.
Okay. Well, so that was part three, technically, but the first one was a scratch because we had a different biker. Yeah. Dave Laverter is leading 2-0 on the bike versus car race series on HRN, and I think over time we're going to start to learn the value of bikes.
Yeah. You know, I'm happy to do this. You know, if Will lost on a Sunday morning, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Sunday morning. We want to take on Sunday morning. That's a very big challenge.
You know, that's something where it might just be a lot more neck and neck than these two have been. So at this point, you know, I've kind of begun to understand the nature of Manhattan's and Brooklyn's traffic setup, and I think that I think I can still take you, Patrick.
All right, well, dude, I can push my foot down to accelerate the car, and I can do that on Sunday.
Can you use your hands to turn the steering wheel too?
Yes, I can use both my arms. In fact, I am kind of exhausted. Anoop, thanks for helping. And also, actually, by the way, another issue of a car. Anoop got a ticket even though he was manning the shotgun while I went in to do something. So that's another bad thing of cars, is they get very expensive parking tickets.
Yes, if they're even in the same spot where you parked them when you come back.
Yeah, exactly. And our hubcaps were stolen.
while you're being given directions to the BQE.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe we could do next time is see what these taxi drivers are like.
But I think they're going faster than a taxi driver.
Like a cab driver.
Yeah.
You drive like a cab driver.
I think they're taking even bigger risks.
Because
a cab driver toes that fine line between earning a tip and scaring the passenger.
Right.
Yeah. So you just got yourself scared and
got no tip.
Okay.
Tipless, but I was riding my horn like a madman. And anyway, well, I learned a lot. I learned you're a better biker than Will, and that basically we should be driving bikes.
Well, we should be driving bikes, and I'm also even more surprised that you guys didn't win today, because Anoop, your co-pilot, in whom I have great faith, I thought would find a better route.
Well, you know, navigating...
There are other routes.
Navigating is just, it's just not easy.
No. I mean, can't you take, like, the Queens Midtown Tunnel or something and, like, come down that way? No.
No. There's no...
Where do you go from Queens to Long Island?
I think it's the Midtown Tunnel is Brooklyn.
Midtown Tunnel? No, I think there's a Queens Midtown Tunnel, isn't there?
I don't think so.
Anyhow. I have no idea. You know what? I don't use a car, so I don't know.
This is obviously when it's time to end this episode.
Well, we eat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations.
So Thank you. We'll do a little post-editing on this, you know, and like cut out that.
I lost by more than Robbie. That-